Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you today. Are you ready for this? Dr. Robert Nielsen, Nielsen Counseling, Workplace Wellness, talks about how he found a new market from doctors referring patients to him to counsel them off medication. What a fantastic idea. Counseling people off of medication. Also, Rick Moon, Frank's Manufacturing, gives an overview who his customer is these days when it comes to big, giant plastic things. Ag, by the way, is a big customer of his. Ag, stick around. Rick Moon, Frank's Manufacturing. Christy Huber, President, United Way of Cass Clay, talks about the ability of a social cause with fundraising and how that works in today's nonprofit world. Plus, Vicky Granato, Energy Transfer Partners, Dakota Access Pipeline, gives an overview of their multi-county donation given to the Bakken communities and their $15 million donation to the state of North Dakota. All that plus much, much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies. I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, we talk with Rick Moon from Frank's Manufacturing. Frank's Manufacturing, talk about it. What is it? What do you guys do?
Yeah, Jason, thanks. We are a plastics manufacturing firm in San Antonio, Texas, have been since 1980. Anything as far as plastic, we vacuum form. So what that is basically it's not injection molding. It's not roto molding. We basically heat the plastic up and then it adheres to a mold. So we make, for the oil and gas, we have secondary containment tanks or tubs. We're in agriculture, we're in construction, we're in medical devices, similar things like that. We also do grocery vegetable bins for the grocery industry.
How much has the technology changed? I mean, because my guess is it's changed a lot, but you're looking at something that would look the same 10 years ago, I guess?
It's funny you should say that. The machines that we use did start, were put together in 1980. It's a family venture, still is, but they have fast forward, the automation is at the level of where we're at today. Mm-hmm. They've taken that and they basically moved forward with the automation, and all the machines that they buy up to this time We're not robotics, but the automation is up to date with the newest trends as far as modern equipment.
Mm-hmm. How many different plays are you guys in? Are you in most of the plays in one play? Are you trying to get in all of them? Talk about your oil and gas business.
That's about one product line that we have. It's 15%. It's a great product because of the bottom line is there's no post-production with that product. It comes right off the factory floor, right onto a pallet where we can ship it. We're basically in the Bakken. We started a market penetration back in 2014. And then we've seen that come to fruition. We're in the Marcellus, we're in the Niobra, the Uinta, the Permian, the Eagle Ford. Our product basically can fit anywhere because of the environmental impact that it's able to make and keep. It's very, very environmentally sound. It keeps, you know, whether it's an abrasive, a fuel, an additive, chemical, it prevents it from hitting the ground, is the bottom line.
Are these custom? Are they assembly line?
These are assembly line. They're tailored towards the oil and gas industry. So basically what it is, some people refer to it as a secondary containment tank. It's mm-hmm. also known as a tub. It's an open top. We have a closure that we can put over the top of it that we can add to it. But basically it's just a tub. It's a 100 gallon, 200 gallon, 300, a 425, and a 650 is our new prototype that we're, as we see and we keep tabs on the oil industry. It's going in with a larger container, so it helps us to stay in line with that. And then we have a larger secondary containment tank that can fill that niche.
Okay. What kind of turnaround time does people get on something like this? Does it take a while to make, or do they got to pre-order them, or do you got them lying around ready to go? Or
well, yeah, it's funny you should ask that, Jason. In the oil industry, we have large distributors that we like to support. But if you spend any time in the oil industry, you'll find out that they need it yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
To listen to the full-length interview with Rick Moon from Frank's Manufacturing or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to join our Facebook followers, our friends, if you will. Links right there at thecrudelife.com. Join our following and Facebook, and you will get exclusive content throughout the day, throughout the week, interviews, news stories, all kinds of things at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Coffee and Capitalism Radio right here on the Crude Life Media Network. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When you get Eric Hatch involved in something, you get 100% of him. You get him, you get his team, you get his family, now you get his kids. This is a guy that puts his heart into his work. What I really appreciate about Eric is his vulnerability. And there's times he hits home runs, and there's times where maybe it doesn't go the way everybody hoped. But I've always respected how much he loves his work. I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, where he gave a talk, and I saw him come into his own, where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. It's been said that if you want to create competition, tell everyone your success, and if you want to create compassion, share your weaknesses. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching, or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet.
the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Dr. Bob Nielsen with Dr. Bob Nielsen's Counseling. Well,
I
dream the day
away. I know just what to say. Yes, I am, and I'm very happy with how that goes. I kind of go by one of the philosophies that I have, and that is if the job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. And I'm quite successful in my private work, have a good reputation, so I do have a lot of referrals from individuals in our community, professional individuals such as physicians who have patients who they have prescribed anti-anxiety medication, and then they refer them to me to get them off those anti-anxiety medications through the process of counseling. And it's been very effective.
You know, that's actually a new science that I'm, by new, 10, 15 years old, I guess, that I haven't revisited, but I know in nursing homes, they were having people engage with people early experiencing dementia to try to combat the medication. Okay. So it's interesting how they're trying to rewire the brain, if you will.
It is.
In order to get away from the crutch of medication.
Yes, and actually, how we think does actually determine how we feel.
Oh, yeah.
That's the cognitive behavioral process. We also have to act on the new positive thinking that hopefully is taking over some of the old negative thinking.
And an easy way to, I guess, example would be I get to or I have to. Just simple okay. things like that is kind of the rewiring yeah. of your outlook in your brain.
Yeah, I get to. I use it. I want to. Changing. I want to do this instead of I have to do this. Mm-hmm. I want to do this interview. I mean, I don't have to do this interview, but I want to do the interview. It puts a positive slant on it.
See, and I get to.
Oh, there you are.
I want to.
There you go.
I guess I don't need to, but I get to.
You get to because you've made the inroads into it in mm-hmm. order to be able to get to do it.
Yeah, there's, you know, and there are a lot of interviews I get to do, and I say that because, you know, one of the things I've been very fortunate is I've been able to interview heavyweights in industries, you know, and I look at yourself here, Dr. Bob Nielsen, and the things you've done have been very monumental throughout your career. You've got some excellent landmarks. Talk to me about your current business now, because you have this wealth of knowledge. You know, you don't need to do what you're doing. You don't need to. You're at the retirement age. You like to do it. Is your drive that you're a workaholic or that you like to change people?
Well, it's certainly not that I'm a workaholic at this stage in my life. I only see 4 to 6 clients. I mean, that's not like workaholism. It's really a challenge, and it has very fruitful rewards for me. Talk about egoism or altruism, right? I'm not necessarily altruistic. I'm not just giving of my services, but I really benefit a lot from giving of my services, and that's the egoistic part of it. So I might be a egoistic altruist or altruistic egoist, but everybody, I think, really needs to feel as though they're doing a service in order to feel good. I think they and have a very positive feeling about that, at least healthy people. Have mm-hmm. that need. And it gives me a really good way of meeting that need for me, because there's nothing better than for me to have a client come back or meet me in Walmart or someplace, you know, mm-hmm. and say, oh, hey, Dr. Bob, I want to tell you the things that we talked about 2 years ago, I'm living by. As a matter of fact, I had one just not too long ago who grabbed me and, you remember me? Well, yeah, I remember. I can't remember your name. I'm sorry. They told me the name, and they said, one of the things you said is something that stuck with me, and it has made a difference in my life. And I said, well, what was that? I'm really kind of curious. He said, you can't unscramble eggs. I said, okay, what does that mean to you then? And he said, well, when I come to things that are a mess, I realize that it's a mess, and I need to accept that more, and I can't change it because it's not changeable. And in accepting it and then moving on, it's just given me a new life. And I thought, just little things like that sometimes make such a huge difference.
Canon scramble eggs.
Canon scramble eggs, yeah.
Well, that brings up a good transition, too, the importance of counseling or workplace stress, if you will. And that's actually one of the main reasons why I'm glad that you agreed to do this interview, because one thing we like to really highlight is in economic development, there is such a critical need for a work-life, personal life, stress-life balance.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, the whole system falls apart.
Well, the stress gets high.
Yeah, well, and then eventually what happens with stress? It fractures and cracks and breaks.
Yep.
So you can have a good run for 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, but when you base things on stress and you can't find that balance, well, look at the Roman Empire. That was very stressful at times, and it cracked. And then you take a look at, like a lot of, India, for example. They've worked very hard on the balance of things, and they seem to be doing okay over the long period of time, versus things collapsing and cracking. So first off, before we get into the importance of counseling and work, do you guys talk about that as far as when you're selling a tire, you can kick it, you can feel it, it's a tangible object. When you're selling counseling, it's intangible. Yeah. This unscrambling eggs has a good value to that gentleman, but to someone else, it has no value.
Absolutely.
So how do you sell the intangibleness of the importance of de-stressing and counseling?
Well, one of the things that I continue to do is a workshop from time to time when organizations will contact me and hire me to do them. Like the Family Service System hired me a while back, not that long ago. And I start out by indicating that stress management is probably I believe it is the most important thing for people to learn. And they wonder about that because of their jobs. They think that things that they have on their job are more important. And I don't necessarily believe that, because if they don't manage their stresses properly, the things on their job, like you said, are going to crack. If things get too high stress, we don't operate very well on high stress, which is really called distress. It's where we make mistakes. It's almost like we take our eyeballs and pop them out of our head and turn them around, and we're playing this little record in our brain about all the negative things that have gone on, and the stress gets so high, it's like the bucket is so full of water that when you get a little bit more on, it overflows. Well, when you overflow the bucket, that's like the mistakes you make, you have accidents.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Bob Nielsen, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism is part of the Crude Life Media Network, and we're asking you to join our Facebook family. Follow us today. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. All that information plus interviews like with Dr. Bob Nielsen can be found at thecrudelife.com. That's our main website, crudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Well, the bullhorn's brown, kicking leaves on the ground, and the harvest spoon way up high. Well, the scarecrow knows, and I'm trying to remember. Well, the pumpkin's in the patch, and the moment's never last.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When I think of the world that I want to live in, it's with people that care, that take risks, that reinvent themselves, reinvent their organizations, reinvent their industries. And Eric's a model citizen for that. He's trying to solve problems. He's trying to bring people into those solutions. He does incredibly well, but he lives generously. I think a community filled with people like Eric that are solving problems, giving it their best, and creating an environment for others to lead and soar and succeed, that's a place I want to live. And so Eric's the type of person that's in my community, and I'm really grateful for that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
When it's time. Some solid ground, clean this damn life up and turn it all around.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next interview, we talk with Christy Huber, president for the United Way of Cass Clay.
Back to the ways of John and June.
$6 million would make a huge impact in our community.
Where are you at now with that? Do you know yet, or is this what now?
You know, so last week was the official kickoff.
Okay.
And so we have had some companies that have already started their campaigns, mm-hmm. and I can tell you that the generosity of our community has already started to be seen. We have just fantastic partners that run workplace campaigns, and they spend a lot of time, just getting their employees involved and focusing on how good it does feel to help others, and not only help other people in their companies, but help the communities that they're a part of. And so we've seen some great totals that are coming in, but the campaign usually runs until at least January.
Okay.
And that gives companies, we do that intentionally mm-hmm. because we know that October might be a really busy month for some companies, and so if they want to run their campaign in August or December, we want to make sure that we support them in that as well. So that's why we make sure that the time frame is conducive to what's best for our company.
So this is the United Way Capital Campaign? Is that what it's called?
So this is an annual campaign mm-hmm. that we run because we do 3-year grant cycles for our community partners. So we do things a little bit differently. Some people might not know this, but we tell our community partners that we work with that we're going to make an investment in them for 3 years. And so that puts a lot of onus on us
sure.
as the United Way of Cass Clay, because we tell them we are going to raise those dollars so that we can make those investments in you, and rather than just hoping that we can make those investments for that year. And so it's really important that our community knows how important their involvement is.
So it goes till, say, January. how can people? You know, I mean, we got. I know you guys have people that are going out and making calls and trying to do that. But let's say somebody's listening and they want to figure out how to get their company involved or that. How do people do it if they are not reached out to? How can they reach you?
Oh, that would be wonderful. And we always love to hear from new individuals mm-hmm. that hear a little bit about the mission and they want to know, how can I make a big impact across these really challenging issues in our community? How do I help? What we ask them to do is just reach out to me or to our United Way team. I'd love to have a conversation with them, and just so that they know how far the reach is that their investment that they're making into our community goes. We spend a lot of time measuring the results of the work that's being done and the investments that we make across our community partners and in the strategies. And so we spend some time talking with our donors about that so that they can feel really good that their investment is making a huge impact as well. But just reaching out to us mm-hmm. and we can help, whether it be an individual or whether it be somebody who's interested in having a campaign at their workplace, we can make that happen as well. We have just a spectacular resource development team, and that is their main goal, is to help companies and provide them with the information that they need to share that with their employees as well.
Any final thoughts on United Way campaigns, anything along those lines, what you guys are trying to do? Anything we left out, anything you want to reiterate?
You know, I think there's a couple of investments that we have been making that I think are really innovative. And one of those investments is what we're doing around the area of homelessness. And we know that we have in our community a population that are chronically homeless. And some of those individuals are individuals that are taking more resources from our community, more ambulance visits, more detox unit visits, more police calls. And so with our United Way partners, we are taking a look at how do we make investments that can cut that in half or reduce that significantly. And what we've been investing in is a strategy called Housing First, where we have housing navigators that help individuals who are chronically homeless. They might be struggling with addiction, mental health issues, really challenging situations. And these housing navigators have been able to, first and foremost, get individuals safe housing. And the transformation that we're seeing with individuals with this type of intervention is just truly amazing. And what we're seeing is significantly less detox visits and ambulance calls and police visits, which in our community is saving our community true dollars. And so when we look at how is United Way working in the community, we're working with this community impact model that looks at the root cause. And then we make investments with community partners that also are absolutely committed to measuring those results. So we're really excited about this Housing First model. We've seen it work across the country and into Canada. And to be able to bring that here locally, where we are seeing true results and lives changed and families restored, it's really quite inspiring. You know, while you're asking, I think that one of the other innovative investments we're making in partnerships that really showcases what community impact is our work in workforce. And we have a partnership today with M-State and Lakes and Prairies Community Action. And with that, we are identifying individuals in our community who want to gain more skills so they can be gainfully employed. And so, you know, people ask all the time, you know, people are homeless or individuals, why don't they just work harder? Part of that is making sure that we have the opportunity to put the right intervention and the right investment in the right people who really want to work hard and they want to learn these skills. And one of our best stories that has recently come out of this partnership is an individual named Eric. And Eric, he actually had a felony on his background. He moved back to the Fargo community and he was just trying to make a way for himself and his fiance and their beautiful little daughter. And he was really struggling, and he had an opportunity to be connected with Lakes and Prairies that they identified him as someone who could be a candidate for a welding program and through M-State.
To listen to the full-length interview with Christy Huber, president for the United Way of Cass Clay, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Like us on Facebook as well. facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. All kinds of Coffee and Capitalism features are available on Facebook and our website, thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Back to the ways of John and Jude.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the way. So back to the way.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
All we need is 4 wheels, a full gas tank, and a few miles left. Where all the lonesome souls go. Who wrote their songs of living? Now it's our souls left for the giving. We already know how it's gone. Let's put our lives on hold and run, dodging the clouds and heading for the sun.
The past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Vicki Granato with Energy Transfer Partners and the Dakota Access Pipeline. Energy Transfer Partners did. So, Vicki, talk about the recent donation you guys made.
Well, I'd be happy to. Actually, The donation is coming from our Dakota Access Pipeline, which went into service there in North Dakota, originating in North Dakota, traveling across four states, ending in Illinois. So that's been in service now a number of months, and it's part of our corporate philosophy that as we build pipelines and operate pipelines in communities across the country, that we give back to those communities. We certainly want to be a valuable member of the communities, a good business partner, that sort of thing. So community investment is part of what we do, and it's near and dear to the partnership. So we're doing that this week, beginning in North Dakota, where we are reaching out to the at the county level across the state, and donating $20,000 to each emergency response department. That's a logical partnership for us. If there ever was something where we, you know, had an incident and needed a response, that's where the response would come from. So it's certainly something that we view as a valuable relationship. We're also giving to 4-H and Future Farmers of America groups that are in all the counties along the four-state route. So we're looking forward to forming these relationships. We view them as long-term relationships. As you know, when you build a pipeline, the pipeline operates for decades, and so we view these relationships in the same way. In North Dakota, these donations actually follow a larger donation that we made a month or so ago now to the state of North Dakota. That one was a $15 million donation. That one's a little larger for us than we typically do on a county-by-county basis, but that was something we felt was the right thing for us to do in terms of all the support that we received, that the citizens of North Dakota received from the local law enforcement, and so a way for us to help them cover their budget areas in and around the costs associated with that.
Well, I tell you, I imagine the $15 million came in very much handy, that sort of thing, with budget cuts at the state level and the counties. You know, one thing I remember when I was out in Dickinson, I learned this. I kind of knew it, but I didn't know the number was so big. Volunteer firefighters. Now, you mentioned the emergency responders. I didn't know this. Like, it's something like 90% of fire departments in the country are volunteer. And so whenever these donations come into these emergency responders, boy, they really can make these nickels turn into dollars. Really, at the end of the day, they stretch it is what I'm getting at. Did you know this about the firefighters at all, or is this kind of old news, I guess?
No, I would say I didn't know specifically 90%, but yes, through our research, we have learned the same thing that, you know, the surprising number of the fire departments are volunteer, and so, as I mentioned earlier, this is something that we do across the partnership. We're doing it for Dakota Access currently, but that is something that we do in all the counties in which we operate around the country. So we operate 71,000 miles of pipeline across the country. Some of that is crude, some is natural gas, some is refined products, so a wide variety of pipelines. And working with the emergency response departments, which does include the fire departments, is something at a partnership level that we do. And so we're certainly happy to extend that, you know, to North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois.
To listen to the full-length interview with Vicki Granato with Energy Transfer Partners and Dakota Access Pipeline, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Hope my car stops when I go.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
car's dead, the engine's froze. I feel the wind chill down to my toes. Well, I'm glad I don't live too far away. Well, the moonlight shining on my walk home. I'm breathing in cold, they're exhaling smoke. So quiet, I can hear it all. And I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm choking with the people that I know. I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Hope my car stops when I go.
If you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
People that I know, I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm and I'm grinning. Hope my car starts when I go.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quicker, Jack gonna jump over the candlestick. Why don't you do now like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market that you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Sign on our front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When you get Eric Hatch involved in something, you get 100% of him. You get him, you get his team, you get his family, now you get his kids. This is a guy that puts his heart into his work. What I really appreciate about Eric is his vulnerability. And there's times he hits home runs, and there's times where maybe it doesn't go the way everybody hoped. But I've always respected how much he loves his work. I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, where he gave a talk, and I saw him come into his own, where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. It's been said that if you want to create competition, tell everyone your success, and if you want to create compassion, share your weaknesses. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching, or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.